This goes to Sacred Heart Mercy Medical Center, fax 989-463-1534, regarding Beverly, B-E-V-E-R-L-Y, Detweiler, D like David, E-T, W-I-L-E-R, date of birth 9/17 of 1952. Dear doctors at Sacred Heart Medical Center, this is a follow-up visit for Beverly with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diet control diabetes. Her last visit was November 17th of 2025. Her weight is stable. She's feeling well. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. And no edema. Medications, I want to highlight the Losartan, 50 milligram twice a day. Eliquis is 5 milligram twice a day. Labetalol, 100 milligram twice a day. And Pravacol, zinc, multivitamin, Fosamax weekly, lutein, 20 milligram three times a day, and calcium carbonate, 600 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight, 125 pounds, pulse 76, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 138 over 80. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft, non-tender. No peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done March 3rd of 2026, and we did have a microalbumin to creatinine ratio done May 5th, and that showed no measurable protein in the urine. And the labs from March 3rd, creatinine 1.06 with estimated GFR of 55, calcium 10, albumin 4.9, phosphorus 2.9, electrolytes are normal, hemoglobin is 13.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to continue getting labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, diet-controlled diabetes, and the patient reports that her sugars are well controlled. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Puente, MD.